A Greens candidate for the local government seat in Brisbane claims his supporters have been told they're not allowed to put up his signs by their real estate agent. The allegation first appeared on his public Facebook page and first named a well-known real estate agent in the West End area of Brisbane, heavily implying their involvement. Since then, it was amended and the name was removed.
So a couple of people have contacted us and told us that their real estate agents have contacted them and said that they're not allowed to put up political signs unless they have written permission from the real estate agent or from the landlord. Now, our understanding is that that's not correct and that actually tenants are well within their rights to put up political signs. They don't need to get their landlord's permission. They don't need to get their real estate agent's permission. As long as they're not doing anything that permanently damages the property, they're free to use the property however they want.
That's Jonathan Shree, Greens candidate for the Gabba Ward in the local Brisbane elections. Mr. Shree is campaigning for rent controls and thinks property developers aren't happy with his campaign.
This is the first city council election where any party has been talking seriously about housing affordability and rental affordability for quite some time. So the Greens have started talking about policy solutions like rent controls, and it occurs to me that rent caps or caps on how quickly landlords can increase the rent are probably the sort of policy that some real estate agents might have strong objections to. So, I do wonder whether that's influencing this at all. I think probably it's time really for tenants and for ordinary residents to stand up for themselves a bit more and say, actually, we deserve a say in the future of our city and we deserve to have our voices heard. And what's interesting about our political system at the moment is that most of the people who get into Parliament, who get into City Council, are homeowners rather than renters. And we've seen at the federal level just recently the debate about negative gearing seems to be reflective of the assumption that any drop in house prices, so any policy that makes housing more affordable for younger people and poorer people, is seen as a bad thing. Whereas I take the view that we need to be a bit more nuanced about this and we need to be finding ways to make housing more affordable, particularly for renters and particularly in the inner city where we're seeing lots of young people getting forced out of the area, rents are going up, the area is gentrifying really quickly. And so, that's why we started talking about rent controls as a policy. It's been proven to work in a whole bunch of other cities around the world. And so it's one piece of the puzzle in terms of responding to gentrification. And you need other solutions as well in terms of increasing renters' rights and making sure that there's a sufficient supply of affordable housing and public housing in the area. But I do wonder whether the fact that we're talking about rent control has had an impact on the backlash we're hearing from real estate agents in regards to our yard sign.
We contacted each of the other candidates for the Gabba Ward. The Labour candidate, Nicole Lessio, said she'd had no issues and all of her supporters had been able to put up signs without any problem. Leon Lechner, who was running as an independent but is affiliated with the People Decide movement, which advocates for a kind of direct democracy where constituents get to tell their members how to vote, said pretty much the same thing. And the Liberal National Party candidate, Sean Jacobs, didn't return our call. So the Greens call foul and claim tenants' rights are being interfered with. But what does the law actually say? Statewide coordinator for the Tenants' Union of Queensland, Penny Carr, says tenants are given quite a bit of leeway as to what they can do, as long as it's legal.
So when you rent a property, one of your rights as a tenant is to be able to enjoy the property and enjoyment of the property not to be unreasonably interfered with. So what the Act actually says is that the lessor or the lessor's agent must not interfere with the reasonable peace, comfort or privacy of the tenant in using the premises. So if the tenant's doing something that's not illegal, that doesn't cause, a health issue or it doesn't mean that the place is untidy or unclean, I should say, whatever they do in that property, whether that's to put up a political sign, it shouldn't be interfered with by the agent or the lessor.
Have you heard of things like this happening before?
Look, I haven't directly heard about political signs and the restriction on political signs, but there is a bunch of things that real estate agents sometimes try to put into agreements with tenants that potentially breach their right to quiet enjoyment. What we've seen before is things like you can't park unregistered cars in the property or you can't smoke on the grounds of the property. Those sort of things, unless there's some sort of council bylaw or some issue with effect on other tenants, it's that there are breaches of people's quiet enjoyment. So they do come up from time to time. I haven't personally seen it in regard to political signs. So those sections of tenancy law that say that the agent or lessor can't unreasonably interfere with the peace, comfort or privacy of tenants, if anyone offends those sections, they can be fined or prosecuted. So some sections of tenancy law, when they're not complied with, are sections that the RTA can take action against the person who offends them, and that's one of them.
Statewide coordinator for the Tenants Union of Queensland, Penny Carr, speaking about tenants' rights there.